welcome to Up the Villa podcast. If you are new to our channel, subscribe, drop this video a like, and get involved in the comment section down below on your thoughts on everything we discuss in this episode. So we've only got a couple more of these match previews, predicted lineups to go this season now, which is a shame. So if you can just support us and push us through and get us some more subscribers, so subscribe if you're not. Drop the videos a like. It helps push our videos out onto YouTube a little bit more as well. And just do what you normally do. Get involved in the comment section down below. So, Aston Villa versus Crystal Palace on Sunday. A game I'm really looking forward to going to now based off our performance against Liverpool. It's sort of how I now feel as a Villa fan is I just feel a little bit more settled, a little bit more chilled, a little bit more going into the close season now, sort of like pre-season, sort of thinking it's bubbling, it's there. There's things now that I can grasp onto that I really like and that I want to like look forward to. Whereas I felt, you know, it's been a bit up and down. It's been a bit shit, hasn't it? It's been a bit, I don't know. Sorry. It's been a bit not so great, but I think it's ending pretty good. There's, you know, I'm loving Gerrard as the manager, to be fair. I really like him. I like what he says. I just like his, I like his mannerisms, to be fair. I loved when he was on about, I'm not even going to say his name. You know what I'm on about. He's on about someone after the game the other day. If I mention his name, I'll go off on one. So let's just not go there. Yeah, I loved his reaction to him. I just love his demeanor. I just love him as a player. I just love, you know, I just like his vibe. So, yeah, I'm really liking it. I'm liking what we're doing. You know, I'm liking the signings that we've made. I'm just really optimistic, as you know. I'm an optimistic Villa fan anyway. It takes a lot for me to be really negative. So I think going into the season now, we've sort of seen glimpses, haven't we? We've seen glimpses of what we can be, which are very, very good, you know, sort of like blowing away Southampton, Leeds. We've had good away performances. I think our away form, some stat will probably sound wrong, but I've got a vibe we've won quite a lot this season and we've done pretty good on the road. I think off the top of my head, I'm thinking of beating Norwich, Everton, Brighton, United. Yeah, I feel like we've done all right away from home this season. You know, done away at Leicester, we did well there. Burnley, you know, so we've won quite a few away games basically. So I think our away form's good. I've been impressed with that at times. I think we've gone to some hostile places and showed a bit about us and we've done well there. I remember the Everton one that we did pretty good at. So yeah, there's things that pleasing. Our recent game, Liverpool, I was pleased with that. I thought we showed stuff against a real, real top side. So yeah, there's a lot to be optimistic about and there's a lot to build on and I think we're going to get better. And I've said numerous times now that we need a pre-season. Once we have a pre-season with Gerrard's system, Gerrard's players, get this ingrained into us now, the way we want to play, we'll be fine. We'll be at the top. Well, I don't even want to say what my ambition is, but I want to see us in and around it. So yeah, that's where I want to see us. And this leads me on to how Palace have probably had a good season under Vieira. When Vieira first came in, I thought these ain't going to do nothing. You know, I think some of the players that they've got that they were signing, I wasn't impressed with. But they've had a real, real good season, a solid season, and they've not been involved in a relegation battle. I think their centre-back signings, Anderson, I think he's done really well. I think, you know, midfield-wise, with Eze coming back, Elise, he's played parts. I think Zaha's had a decent season. So they've done really, really well, and they're a solid side. And I watched them against Leeds, and they absolutely battered Leeds. They battered them at home and they just couldn't score. And I thought they played really well. So they've had a real, real good season. And I think this now sets up to for Villa as a little bit of a... What, let's have a look at the table. I think it sets it up as who's going to sort of finish 10th, 11th, isn't it? So where are we? Yeah, so it's us, Leicester and Palace and probably Brentford, Newcastle. Yeah, there's loads of us who can probably try and get that 10th spot. So, I mean, we beat Palace on Sunday. We go 2 points above them. So I think there's something in this game, isn't there? There's a bit of, you know, and I think Martinez has spoke about it. He wants Villa to finish in the top half. So there's something riding on this game. And it's going to be a real good, good game. I haven't mentioned him yet, Conor Gallagher. For me, one of my favourite players in the Premier League at the minute. I think he's quality. I love how, and I don't know whether this is because Palace rely on him quite a lot in midfield, but I love how he's everywhere. He's absolutely everywhere. He's picking up the ball. He's intercepting when teams are on the break on his own 18-yard box. He breaks. He drives with the ball. And then he's doing like a prime Frank Lampard, driving, running into the box late, getting goals and assists. And he's absolutely fantastic. He's a quality footballer. And you know, when I watch football, aside from Villa, there's certain players that, you know, I enjoy watching. And he's one of the players that I really enjoy watching. And it's going to be interesting to see where he sort of ends up next season. Do Chelsea feel like he can play and be a first team? I know he would back himself to be a first team. I know he's won players player of the year for Palace or something like that. I think he has. So, you know, he's had a real good season with Palace. They'll want to keep hold of him, but he's going to cost a lot of money. You know, I'm 40, 45, 50. Is that his valuation? He's probably in that bracket, isn't he? And, you know, so he's going to cost somebody a lot of money. But, yeah, he's had a great season. I think he's a really good footballer. And Villa are going to have to watch him on Sunday. For us, I just feel like it's got to be more of the same from the Liverpool game, hasn't it? We've got to take that level of... that. We've got to just take that belief, the desire, the shape of the team, the application, the right mentality, the right approach. And I feel like we can get something from this game for sure. I think it's going to be an exciting game. I think there's going to be a lot of goals in this game. I think it's going to be end-to-end. And I just hope we're on the right end of the right result. But I think you look at our next two games, Palace-Burnley, you'd be looking at trying to get 6 points from these games. And yeah, I'm just really looking forward to it. Villa fans, let me know. What are your thoughts? Are you looking forward to the game? You know, do you feel like we can get 3 points from this one? I think the fan base has sort of picked up a little bit now, a little bit more positive. So, yeah, really, really looking forward to it. So let's get into the next part of this episode, which is going to be our predicted lineup. I haven't actually spoke about the three that aren't with me on this episode. Hannah, Justin and Ryan can't make this episode. And time-wise, I just thought I'd just get it out and just try and do it on my own. So going solo on this one. So let's see if I can get this predicted lineup one right. So let me know in the comment section down below your predicted lineup and the lineup that you think we're going to go with. So let's kick it off with in goal, Emi Martinez. Whenever I do these, I feel like I sound like that guy at the Villa. In goal, Emi Martinez. What am I about? Right, so Martinez in goal. Let's go. Luca Dean left back. He had a real, real good game against Liverpool. He's getting better and better. He's more assured. He looks quality on the ball. You know, we're getting fans saying that he doesn't track back and he can't defend. But I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing that at all. We'll go with Konsa. A lot of hate in the comment section towards Mings and Konsa in the last video. And I would probably say quite unfairly, I don't think they were that bad against Liverpool. I think for the first one, he looked a bit comical. But I think he just got under Mings' foot. Do you know? Like, he just got under his foot. What can he do? It weren't a mistake. It's just that ball. I mean, it can land anywhere at times, can't it? And Konsa. Look, they've not been the Mings and Konsa of the last two seasons. I would admit that their form hasn't been as good, but I just think what we've gone through this season, I think there's a lot of players that play for Villa that probably haven't done themselves any justice. Do you know what I mean? I could run through the whole side and name players that have made mistakes, that have probably let us down at times. I think it's just been that type of season, and we've just got to see past it. One bad season from Konsa out of the three that he's been here, I would say is not that bad. So let's cut Konsa especially a little bit of slack. Let's give him a little bit of a break now. Let's give him pre-season. And I think Konsa, and I back Konsa enough to come back all guns blazing next season and look like that Rolls Royce of a centre-back. So I just don't think we've got to be so sort of reactive straight away. We've got to just, you know, they're human beings. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes at work. You know, let's just, yeah, just, I think we've just got to chill on them a little bit. Like, they've not been that bad. Like, everybody makes mistakes. Some make mistakes more than others. But we have had a bad season. So in that bad season, certain players are going to have had not the seasons that they've had before. So, yeah, I feel like I do want to stick up for him a little bit. So that the football's all about opinions, isn't it? If you disagree, then that's fine. If you don't agree with what I'm saying, then that is fine as well. That's your opinion. But my opinion, I just feel like we've just got to cut him a bit of slack. We'll go Cash at right back. Again, he had a real good game against Liverpool. I thought he played really, really well. The back four for me will stay the same then. I'm going to go bold here, and I'm going to go for Irabunum, right? Irabunum's going to start this game. I think Nakamba did really well. He had his 60 minutes, but I don't think it's going to be enough for Nakamba to play 60 minutes and then start and probably play another 60 minutes. I felt we were worse when Nakamba came off the pitch. So I think there's a shout that Chambers could go there. Nakamba could go there, Irabunum could go there, but I think at home against Palace, last but one home game of the season, I think we're going to go Irabunum. I would like to see Irabunum, or he's going to go Irabunum against Burnley, because did he start him against Burnley last time? Not sure, can't remember, but I think he's going to go Irabunum for this one. Then I think we're going to go with John McGinn. Again, decent game against Liverpool. A little bit quiet, but he was doing his John McGinn stuff. And I'm going to go with Douglas Luiz. I'm really enjoying watching Luiz in the eight. I think he's playing in the position he should be playing in, so he should look better. Shout out maybe Ramsey, but I think Ramsey coming back from injury, why are we going to rush him back? Why are we going to stick him straight in there? There's no need to do that. So we've got midfield, Irabunen, McGinn and Luiz. There's talk that Watkins has a bit of a knock, so we're going Ings up top on his own. I think if he's got a knock, then there's no point rushing him in. And then we're going to go with Buendia has to start this game anyway, and Philip Coutinho. I think that's going to be our lineup. So let's see if I can get this right on my own. We've gone with Martinez, Luka Dean, Tyrone Mings, Ezri Konsat, Matty Cash, Timo Rabunin, Douglas Luiz, John McGinn, Philip Coutinho, Emi Buendia, and Danny Ings. That is my lineup. That's what I would go with. I think it's got a bit of everything in there. Nice to see Coutinho, Buendia linking up. They're going to need a little bit of a partnership. We're going to need to start seeing that partnership. They can tuck into midfield as well and help out with midfield and help support Danny Ings up top as well. Through ball galore. Danny Ings, fill your boots. So thank you for watching this episode. I've gone solo, gone on my own. We've got loads of content coming. We've got a brand new concept coming for the transfer window as well, which is going to be called the Transfer Hub. So Transfer Hub will have your content filled all through pre-season. Any player that Villa are linked with, I'll be reacting to that rumour. Yeah, like it or not, I'll be reacting to it. So that should keep the content flowing. Any Villa news, we'll be reacting to. Anything coming out of the club, we'll be on doing episodes. We will have some fun, interactive content coming in the pre-season break as well. I'm going to look to try and have, because, you know, this fan channel, we upload, I mean, this ain't my job. This podcast is not my job, and we upload every other day. So I'm going to still be looking to upload near enough every other day with content. So I want to keep the content flowing. So the Transfer Hub will be just like a daily update type episode sort of thing as well. So like it'll be rumours, news, whatever, every other couple of days maybe for that one. Then we'll have interactive episodes where we can all come on and just have a general chat. So that'll be coming as well. Hopefully we're going to get some guests on as well. That'll be good. And then to be fair, there's only about 3 or 4 weeks of sort of like Villa not playing normally. And then you go straight into pre-season with games. So we'll be doing like pre-season match reactions, stuff like that. We've got the fixtures will be coming out. We'll have our predicted where everyone's going to finish episodes. So we've got loads of content coming. So just because the season's finished doesn't mean that this podcast's going to, you know, you're not going to see anything from us. We're just going to keep it going, keep the content coming. You know, I've got a few little ideas I want to work on that's just sort of going to be sort of out and about. I think they're going to be like nice little cool episodes. So, yeah, just trying to keep going with the podcast, keep new ideas coming, keep growing, keep pushing it. And then we've got our game at Villa Park on the 5th of June as well. I think it's the 5th of June. So I'm going to bring you some content for that, sort of like behind the scenes, what we're doing. I might do a predicted lineup, sort of like a match preview for that as well. So that'll be good. And then, yeah, we'll do player ratings on all our performances as well. So, yeah, stop waffling. And right, so we'll end it there. Thank you for watching. Get in the comment section down below your thoughts, predicted lineups, thoughts on the game, score prediction. My score prediction is going to be a 3-2 Villa win. It's going to be goals galore. It's going to be one of them mad, chaotic games where you just can't catch your breath. Sort of like you sit down, you finish cheering, and then they've scored, and then we go up the other end and score again. I think it's going to be one of them. So, yeah, as long as we can mark Conor Gallagher out of the game, we'll be fine. Right, up the Villa in a bit.